Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ladies and Edelman Fantasy Football Podcast. We got the boys back again this week, as always. We got AJ in the house, BPAC in the house, your boy JV in the house. Say what's up, fellas.
The boys are back in town.
I couldn't be more excited for fantasy basketball to start.
Right.
I could not be more excited.
This is the only fantasy football podcast where two of the three hosts don't care about fantasy football at this point.
I stopped caring about fantasy football after the draft. After the draft show where I got the 12th pick, that's when I stopped caring.
Man.
It's been a long season. I mean, I couldn't help but notice, Vizzle, your voice is, your intros are getting grovelier.
Gravelier?
Gravelier. I mean, it's getting rough.
Yeah, it's called week 35, I think, in the pregnancy.
So, oh my God. It could happen anytime.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not too soon, but yeah, between 37 and 40 weeks. And, you know, not getting a lot of sleep this project. I'm trying to button things up before I go out on paternity leave for about a month.
Speaking of full term, Caleb's team. Caleb's team looked like it just went full term.
Is he, I haven't checked the scores. Jeez. But
Baker just scored. Wow. So currently we're watching Monday Night Football. The game literally just tied 34-34, 6 minutes left in the game. They're about to kick in the extra point. Baker just had a 5-yard run and slammed the ball into the wall. Just like, this is my house, if you didn't know whose house it is. Speaking of Baker's house, have you seen those commercials where he's like, we have company?
I should get some of the get hors d'oeuvres or something out.
He's like, I didn't put out the hors d'oeuvres. Baker's house.
Yeah.
I like the one where it's starting to rain in Cleveland and the guy goes, looks like rain. And he's like, wait, we need to put out the furniture covers.
Oh, yeah.
And the grounds crewman's like, there's like 60,000 seats in here. What are we going to do? He's like, I'll start at the top. You start at the bottom. We'll meet in the middle.
One where he's carrying in the groceries and he's got no like available space. And then right. He drops the keys to the door.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
Yeah. I also like the book club where he goes, well, Sally's out the book club anyway. She didn't show again.
I thought the frying the turkey in the deep fryer was pretty good.
With the front where they do the French fries for the
yeah
that was good.
It's funny because I honestly thought I haven't been paying attention to the Browns just because it's the Browns. And honestly, I think it was like a couple weeks ago when we were on the show. I may have said it off air, but I was saying that they're like a quiet winning team, I think, because no one's paying attention to them, right? And now they could be 9-3.
10-3 if they hold on.
Yeah, right. That's crazy. I was curious what their strength of schedule is.
The SOS? Their SOS?
Yes. Yeah.
is this like PF and PA, the SOS?
For those of you who don't know, SOS is strength of schedule. No, and they're doing this without Odell. That's a slap in the face to Odell. Yeah. Look, if I get hurt from a team, I want y'all to tank. I want you guys to look garbage so that they could be like, well, when BPAC was on the team, they were pretty good.
Yeah, he was the reason. Yeah, aren't they? They're in the same division as Ravens and Cincy and Pittsburgh. So, I mean, it's not like it's a slouch division. So they got to be playing some decent teams. They beat Tennessee last week. So... the Browns, I mean, I think if they hold on, they're for real. 10 wins is for real. The one time.
The other Cleveland, the Indians just changed their names. You guys hear that? The Cleveland
Indians? What is it now?
A what? No, what happened?
they changed their name from the Indians. They just dropped the Indians. Yeah.
So
oh,
what are they like? Cleveland
like
Reds,
like,
baseball team.
Yes, for now, I guess maybe.
They haven't, serious. They haven't chosen a name though, right?
No.
Okay.
Not yet. Just it's not going to be the Indians.
I guess everyone's kind of going in that direction, just kind of changing things up, and they're not going to, they want to be correct.
Yeah. I think the Browns should change their name. to a different color. What's wrong? Why couldn't they be, the purples?
The Cleveland purples?
Yeah. I'm sure there's some color stuff.
So,
Jesus, oh my God.
So, just to...
It's a weird one, right? Why would you be just the Browns? It's a weird name. It's a weird name. It's just a weird name. What do you pick a color and you just...
No, I actually think it's historical. Like the first owner, I think, was Paul Brown. And I think it was named... I think he named the team after himself.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, that's even worse. What kind of egomaniac? Let's name it. No, the Niners are not named after
the Barlow.
Eddie DeBarlow is not. It's not the 40 San Francisco Eddie DeBarlows.
Named after original coach and co-founder Paul Brown.
I think this is what the Cleveland Indians should do: is be the Cleveland Charlie Sheens. I think a testament to Major League, the movie.
Like that. Great. That's great. Vaughn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Cleveland Vaughn? Bonds.
Cleveland Bonds.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Cleveland Willie Mays Hayes.
Joe Boo. He was the guy that he couldn't hit the curveball.
That's funny, though. But yeah, Joe Boo was his god that he prayed to?
Because
he goes, he curses out the little statue.
He's like, Joe Boo lets me hit the fastball far, but he can't hit the curveball. It curves in the air.
So let me just throw this out there. So games played, the strength of schedule, not take anything away from the Browns, but they're 32nd. They had the easiest schedule so far played.
32nd out of 32?
Yeah. Now, for the remaining games, though, because this is updated today with today's game in play, they're number 13. So they're still within the green in this website's color coding. This is powerrankingsguru.com. The segment powered by powerrankingsguru.com.
The official source.
Yeah, so they're in the middle of the pack, so to speak.
I mean, if you're a bad team, the following year you're going to have a easier schedule, and they always are going to, penalize the really good teams. They're going to get a tougher road the next time out. Yeah, so
tell that to the Broncos, homie, and the Niners, and the Jets.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this: Oakland, they're the only team that because the league does not like Oakland, never liked Al Davis, and they always gave them the strength of schedule, but one of the toughest ones.
Bro, we don't have a football team anymore. I don't know what you're talking about. get Oakland out your mouth.
But it's true. They have a heart, no matter if they suck or lose, or good. It's one of those things. I don't know why. It's like Dick Vitale hating UCLA.
Oh, I can't even deal with UCLA. Don't how dare you? Oh man, that was rough. That was a rough game.
That was a rough game.
That was a rough game. You know, Vizzle, something stuck with me from last week's show. You had the audacity to come out and say that, can anyone remember the last time someone went 13-2 in the league? And it sat with me because I was like, there's no way that you hold that record alone. So, I dug into the archives.
Oh, yes, the archives.
in the archives. And I realize as I'm saying this that the control booth is waving their hands in desperation, saying, "Don't go there, don't go there."
No, that's not what I was saying. I was saying, I think it's me.
You think it's you? You think it's you?
I think it was me. Did I go 13-2? Who is it?
You did not, but you're not even the second person. You're the third GM to do it. The year prior, apparently, you know, was unbeknownst to you, Jeremy went 13-2 in 2015. Yours truly in 2013, AJ went 13-2. Ironically, that year before that you forgot, Jeremy went 13-2, JV, you went 2-11. So you might have had the greatest, like, one-year turnaround in the history of this league from two wins.
You know why?
13 wins.
You know why? Like JV said, the weakest team gets the easiest strength of schedule.
Ooh. The CBS do that?
That's called bringing it full circle. That's called full term pregnancy. Right there. That's week 40. That's week 40 on the podcast. That's full term right there.
Oh, man. I didn't say I was the only one, did I?
You couldn't. You said something. Oh, you know what? We'll go back to the tape.
I don't know. Maybe I said I was. I was. Wait, the so one AJ, most recently,
if you bring up the archives, what's the best record we've ever had? Is that what 13-2
is the best record?
And then how did those teams do in the playoffs?
Jeremy won that year. JV won that year. I won that year. Yeah, we all won. We all won.
No, numbers don't lie.
Numbers, in this case, numbers do not lie.
If you go 13-2, you're winning it.
That's crazy. That means they must have gone like 11-2 in the regular season, and then just, you know, one or two games. Wow.
I remember because I won nine in a row.
That was before we paid out for those props. Okay? I think that was, you know what I'm saying? You came in the wrong era. You should have done that this era.
You broke too soon.
Yeah, I think I was 4-2, and then I was 4-2, and then I went 9 in a row.
Yeah, you're like
the Super Bowl.
You were like Derek Coleman or Kenny Anderson. You played in the wrong era. You could have got a lot more money had you played a little bit later.
Look at the game tape.
Anything big in the world of fantasy?
It's playoff. It's wild card
fantasy
weekend.
Basketball. It's all about fantasy basketball. Fantasy basketball is coming up, guys. It's gonna be great. Draft is this Sunday.
Is this how it's gonna? Is it this Sunday?
Yeah,
that's Sunday
at 7.
Make sure you show up or set your draft order. Are we doing the pod for basketball too?
Oh no, don't please.
You better believe
I'm barely hanging on. Just playing fantasy basketball. I can't deal with swapping players out every week.
No, it's not like that. You set it. You can set it for the entire week.
Forget it. I get it.
Set
I get
it,
it.
And forget it.
But then
it's like it's like an LED light bulb. Set it and forget it, bro.
But then it's like, you know, I got some guy is injured, and then I got to go find. Maybe it's Yahoo. Oh, maybe Yahoo's structure.
Boo-hoo. Listen to this guy.
Maybe Yahoo's, you know, the way they put the app together is.
First of all,
not very user friendly.
Let me tell you, you're about to have a kid. And the only thing you have left is fantasy sports.
Yeah.
The rest of your life is going to be on pause. You're going to be up at 2 in the morning, 5 in the morning, trying to rock this kid to sleep. You're going to sit at your laptop and, you know, make some adjustments.
Oh, I see. This is how Ben did it.
This is how we won all those years. all us parents with all these kids. That's how we did it all these years. You get that midnight shift. You're like, honey, stay in bed. I'll take care of this one. And you just go pick the kid up.
Honey, I got this.
I got this. And you go make some roster change. You know what I'm saying?
I swear.
That's trade proposals at 4 in the morning while I'm changing diapers.
Oh, man. I guess that's why Ben's in the playoffs beating Caleb right now.
JV, guess who else is having a kid at the exact same time as you?
Who?
Nima.
Who?
Oh, is another
Nima.
One?
Yeah, Nima. Henry. Baby Henry's going to have another I think it's another boy, actually. Oh, maybe it's a girl. I don't know. But Nima's having another kid right at the...
It's your best friend.
Nillips.
A boy or a girl.
Bro, this isn't gender specific around here. I'll love the kid no matter... Marquise Brown just ran in for a touchdown. Hollywood Brown just scored a touchdown. Brown just scored a touchdown. I need a stat update on Caleb's score.
He's not going to win, guys.
Caleb, I'm ride or die with you, bro. I'm ride or die. You went from 99% unlucky to now 82% unlucky.
I mean, Cleveland's going to have to. So what, Baltimore 40-35?
He just got a 50-yard touchdown, and that just gave Caleb Mike Tyson's uppercut of a chance.
Just one shot.
He's playing Jeremy. I'm sorry. Ben is playing Moyne, and it looks like Moyne's down by 11 points. Oh, Ravens D. So this is what I was thinking about today, was that trying to calculate who might win, right? So, all right. I'm getting the signal here.
In the booth. I'm getting something in my ear. Bring it up.
We'll take a pause on that one.
This guy.
Bro, we don't do any prep beforehand, so I don't know, you know.
Bro, there's only two games for me to pick a bad beat from. You can't be stepping on my toes.
I think we all have the same take on this. Be packed in the fools got some mentions also.
My bad. Okay. I won't. All right. I will let that one go.
I know we might be spending too much time talking about this.
Last week, too, we were talking about the biggest margin of victory in our league this year was what? It came down to like 82, last week.
82 points.
Yeah, that was right.
In the history of our league, the largest margin of victory, I was looking at this too, 145.
It was against me.
No, Jeremy over Papa.
You're saying 145 points?
What in the world? So how much did Jeremy score and how much did Papa score?
So I think, I think that was probably a week that he scored like 200 or something like that. And Papa.
But still, Papa didn't, he only scored like 70?
Yeah.
60?
Yeah. Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy. The lowest, on that note, most points scored in a week. Good old Derek back in 2014 scored 240 points.
I think that was the year he did the whole defense thing. Do you guys remember that defense? We had one year where, like, I know Nima got really upset about this. There was something with the scoring of the defense where we didn't realize, like, the scoring was so askew. So defenses were getting, like,
mad points.
60 points a week. Yeah. And then when we brought it up, do you remember that? And then we brought it up after week one. We're like, oh no, there was something in the scoring setting. We should have seen that. None of us saw it. We were going to change it. And I believe it was actually Derek who was like, hell to the no, you're not changing this. Because he like took the Ravens and the Chicago Bears like in the fifth round because he was the only one that realized that there was this loophole because the scoring was so off. So the entire year he started with like a floor of like 40 points from his defense.
Yeah. You know what it was? I bet you it was the fact that the defense, maybe if they got a shutout,
it was something about a shutout.
They got a bonus. They got a bonus, like 30 points.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he picked the two defenses that year were like, the steel curtain. He picked the steel curtain of defenses.
Well, I mean, technically, yeah, it's like we always say, you got to know the rules.
So did we change the rule mid-year or no?
I don't think we did because...
We didn't. Oh. And actually, still to this day, when Nima and I talk about like history of the stuff, he's like, remember that year when that dude got that defense? And like, it was like just weird. And it happened. It probably happened one of those weeks where Derek scored some crazy numbers. I remember that.
That's the only year he played.
JV, I think you were the commish. You should have done something about it.
My bad. It was a setting from the year before. It was probably Caleb's fault. That was
the year before, I think it was AJ was commish. Oh,
my fault.
My podcast hosts.
Yeah, I do remember that though, because that was right. I remember the score, and it was like, why did he score so much? Yeah.
By the way, note, Kathy had the lowest score of all time, 52 points.
52, huh?
That's the low.
Was it with a full roster, or did she not set up?
I don't know. But that was that was like 8 years ago. So, okay. Anyway, as I was digging into the 13-2 thing, I got down the rabbit hole for league records, and that was interesting. All right, wild card weekend, AJ's Beet Farm edition. Once again, sponsored by Terramana. Reposado this time, let me tell you. One and done. Two games this week eligible for our Beet Farm. I sat and pondered. Christian pondered. You know, and really sort of, you know, wanted to think hard about this one because this is playoffs edition. So we got to make sure we make it count. But Monday night's games made it no contest. The recipient this week is the show's good friend, Moin Salah, who had three players going into Monday night. I think he was projected with those guys to potentially take the lead and beat Ben. He's getting a -3 as of now from his Ravens defense in a shootout in Cleveland. It's going to take a miracle here in the next minute or so as we kind of watch what happens. He did get a Dobbins touchdown to make it interesting, but
Frodo.
Ravens defense, just, you know, I think we all would have been surprised that they didn't hold down the Browns. And so between that and Hurst only getting 1.7 points, didn't have Julio this week. Still was able to get some production. Devontae did his thing. Danger Russ did his thing, but just not enough. And so potentially one defending champ will bow out in the wild card round, and Ben's, you know, wild ride will continue to the semifinals. So Dr. Moin is our wild card weekend AJ's Beet Farm recipient of the week.
Bro, you can't stop when the Browns are ready to go, The Browns are going to go, whether you want the Browns to not go or not. Sometimes you just got to go. They got to go.
Sometimes.
I usually root for the Browns after an enchilada.
From Gordo's.
That's when I get the Browns.
Ugh.
So, you know how every year they have that summary where they go, the teams that made the playoffs or the teams that won it all, they had the most similar players on it. Like if they take a look at all fantasy football, I guarantee you this year, it's going to be teams that had Devontae Adams, Russell Wilson, Julio Jones, like all of those players that Moin had, but somehow... I mean, I know every week when Moin set his lineup and he had Devontae and Russ and Julio, like those are just powerful players. And it's crazy to see him get bounced in the first round.
Was Julio was healthy most of the year?
No, Julio did not play this game, but there were games where he scored, you know, whatever, 30, 40 points. He had big weeks.
Yeah.
Now I could be wrong if Dobbins goes off here at the end, and I might have to change that, but so still 1:04 to go in regulation. But
no, right now, and if you look at it, like Dalvin Cook for Ben had a good game, but not a great game. He didn't have like one of those historic games. Godwin only had two catches for Ben.
Ben only scored 118. I mean, that's not
I mean, this is more of a loss for Moyne than it is a win for Ben.
but Ben is riding, you know, he's riding his streak in to the next round.
Yes, you know what time it is. It's craziest thing I've seen this week. Craziest thing all week, this week, any week. So week 14, we had a couple crazy things, the honorable mentions here. I would say probably Mahomes throwing three interceptions and also a 30-yard loss on a 30-yard sack, which was apparently the second most yards lost on a sack in the last 20 years. Ryan Tannehill was sacked for 38 yards versus Washington in 2015. And he still pulled out the win. So I think there's some crazy stats, like if he throws one interception or more than one interception, I think he's 3-2 in games. So that was it. Colts one-handed INT Kenny Moore against the Raiders in the end zone against Waller. I know AJ would have liked to have that touch, even though he's on the bye week, means nothing. But anyway.
No, dude, Carr severely underthrew him. Yeah, don't put this on Waller.
He didn't have it. No, I wasn't putting it on Waller. No, I agree. I think Carr. I was saying Kenny Moore was, you know, on defense against Carr Waller. And it was a pretty sick one-handed catch, to be honest. Like it was a great play. But I think the biggest craziest thing I saw this week was probably Dan Bailey, who missed three field goals and an extra point, still wouldn't have won the game for the Vikings. I mean, you add those points up, that's 10 points. I think they still would have lost by, I think it was two. But you know, still doesn't put them in a position to win. And you guys see the picture of Bailey's kick, one of his kicks?
No.
You see how far off it was? It was like me teeing off on the first hole. Like it just, honestly, that ball went over the fence and was heading into the houses right next to the, the fairway.
It wasn't a dog leg. It was that was a horse leg right.
It was crazy to see how far. And this is Dan Bailey. He's no rookie, right? So if you guys have a chance to look at the picture, there's a picture floating around to show you how far off it was. He basically was aiming for the tunnel, it looked like. So he was kicking into the other the other corner of the end zone. So so that was pretty crazy. Just combine that with 12 missed field goals and 6 missed extra points over the 14 games on Sunday. And then if you look at the last 7 days, you had 3 kickers who had 3 missed or more field goals in a game. And that there was only one instance of this happening through the first 12 weeks of the season, which was Gostkowski in week 1. And that's the craziest thing I saw this week.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Should we throw in our honorable mentions like we always do?
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. Step on my segment.
Well, has it become commonplace that Derrick Henry ran for 200 yards and he doesn't even get a mention in craziest thing I saw?
Yeah, it's commonplace. Yeah. Oh, I mean, guys doing it every other week. What do you expect?
Yeah.
It's like Brady winning. I mean, Brady won this week. Well, when he was with the Pats.
Read something this week that if he averages 156 yards in the final 3 games, he will pass 2,000 yards on the season and has a chance to go after Eric Dickerson's record.
I was going to say, was it ED that was the last?
ED and OJ, I think, are the two, right?
Oh, don't mention that name on this podcast.
sorry.
Actually, you know, you can, as the joke goes, you You can drink OJ now because OJ is probably not going to kill you. I don't know. I don't know what I was doing there.
Wholesome jokes. Good wholesome jokes.
Wow. Podcast after dark.
I said, Domo Arigato, Pedro Guerrero.
I'm the band's on the field.
The band's on the field.
Wait, that happened this week in college football. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. They got called for a forward lateral to end the game.
They had fools on the, like, guys were in the middle of the play, right? Students? Were the students in the, or were the other players? Who was that?
Hey, shot. I don't remember.
Safety. Was it Wisconsin? Jarvis Landry just got a safety. -2 for Jarvis.
No, he didn't, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, because he threw it back. Oh.
Wait, so that means actually your take is wrong. Moyne just got 2 points because the defense just got a safety.
Oh, man. Okay, so he's still going to be negative, though.
-1.
-1.
But that doesn't count. That doesn't count towards Landry, though. Right?
Fumble?
It's not a fumble.
Right? No, it's not a fumble. Yeah, okay. It's not a turnover. He just lost yardage.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, shout out Cal Men's Hoops. I saw that game winner against USF.
3-pointer.
That was dagger. And that USF had, didn't they beat Virginia, No. 4 Virginia, earlier in the year in an upset? So, I mean, that's a good win. That's a good win. That was crazy, though, at the buzzer.
At the buzzer, 3 to win the game. Yeah. Nobody in attendance. Good times.
They don't let you in?
No. It don't matter how much you donate. You still don't get in the game. Not for nothing, but I'm 11-2 in my other fantasy football.
Oh, you're going for 13-2. Nice.
And it's because of D. Henry.
Henry. The other big stat, Kelsey needs 127 yards over the last 3 games. Not average, just total. And he'll break Kittle's single season tight end receiving yardage mark. That's probably going to happen.
What was Kittle's? Kittle's and bits.
What was 1600, something like that. It was, I mean, that was last year? I think it was 2 years ago, 2018.
Oh.
I mean, he was just a monster. I mean, he's always a monster, but that year he was a monster.
Was that when y'all went to the playoffs?
Dude, don't you dare.
No, I'm...
Don't you dare. Husky the Bear. Oh, wow. You had a two-game cushion going in. Wow.
Bro, about ladies and gentlemen. This ain't about
the fantasy, only league that matters.
Fantasy league, such and such league.
The only league that matters.
Wow.
All right, let's go to B-Pactin. I got some awards to give out.
What?
B-Pactin a fool, what? B-Pactin a fool, what? B-Pactin a fool, what? He gets the browns when he eats enchiladas.
Oh, God. Oh. I couldn't make it. You did great. No, you did great. Like always, Johnny on the spot. What's up, everybody? It's week 13. You know, some of this stuff's off the rails. Or it's week 14, right? This is week 14?
Yeah. Week 14.
Week 14.
Are you thinking about it's off the rails. Week?
It's off the rails. Anyways, what's up, guys? This is B-Pactin a Fool. Remember, this is the list you don't want to make. This week, we had some crazy stuff. So, I had a hard time. I had to narrow it down. I had so many people B-Pactin, but I really wanted to make it a playoff edition of B-Pactin. So, I got rid of, like, Linda and her Bootsy team of 83 points. I got rid of Nima and his diatribes all week. So I really boiled it down to just the 4 teams that are left in this. And so let's get to it. Number 3 on this week's B-Pactin a Fool. It turns out it's not that B-Pactin because he won, but it was Ben. Ben going into tonight was not supposed to win. Moyne was supposed to win. And Ben sent this long thing about how He made a 25th hour decision Sunday morning, debating on which wide receiver he should be putting in. Is it going to be Judy? Is it going to be Godwin? Or should he go with Russell Gage when he knew Julio was out? And he went back and forth, and he ended up leaving Russell Gage on his bench, which got him 20 points, which would have sealed the victory, which is ironic because he ended up winning anyways.
He wouldn't have been sweating.
Nah, so that's one B-packed and out of the way. B-packed number two goes to none other than Moyne. Moyne, at the time of writing this, had minus three for his defense. And so if you figure you take away those 3 points, he would have won because he only lost by 2 points in the matchup. So if Ben ended at 118 and Moyne had over minus three, hell, if Moyne had zero for his defense, he would have ended up winning this game. So Moyne is B-packed and a fool. But the number one B-packed and a fool for this week, playoff edition, goes to none other than Caleb.
Oh, no.
Going into tonight, had one player, Hollywood Brown, and he was down by like, he was down by 30 points or something. And he turned to me and he said, B-pack, I'm still in this. At halftime, he was down by 20 points, and he texted, "It's not over." and at no point was he in it. And yes, indeed, it was over. Perkins commandingly won, and Caleb, at least he got to taste the playoffs. He hadn't made the playoffs since before the Trump administration took office, and so he's back. He gets to. He tasted the playoffs, and he may be packed in a fool. While I was reading, be packed in a fool, actually, Ben just sent an emoji of one of those big eyes. Like, I can't believe I won. You guys can see that emoji right there. You just like, he can't believe he won it either. So Ben, 2 weeks in a row, squeaking into the semifinals of the playoffs. That's great. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, so what, Caleb and Moyne gone fishing?
Gone fishing. I thought you had you were gonna do a segment, AJ, but I guess you can't really do a gone fishing.
Not this week.
Not on radio.
I can do, instead of EJ's, I can do AJ's Neato Stats of the Night. I got more. I got some interesting ones. But man, yeah. Happy trails to Caleb and Moyne.
AJ, what are the matchups for next week?
I get Jeremy because I get the lowest seed remaining. Right. So Jeremy is the 5, and Ben and Linda, I believe, is the 2-3 matchup.
That's right.
So... We're in the final four. We'll see what happens.
So have you looked at the matchups yet? What does Perkins have?
Does he have good matchups? I haven't looked. I didn't know. I mean, I was thinking potentially Moyne was going to eke it out, and I was going to play the 6-seed Moyne. But I have not looked at Jeremy's team. Who he's got? Kelsey scares me. Always scares me. Like I could drop 40 anytime.
Who is KC playing next week?
Ooh, don't they play New Orleans in a shootout? Yeah, they're at New Orleans.
Oops.
That's not an easy matchup though. New Orleans has a good defense.
I'm hoping the defenses show up to that game.
I mean, no good defense can stop Kansas City, or no defense can stop Kansas City, but I think New Orleans has a
You know what? With Jeremy, it's the sneaky moves. Like he picked up the Cowboys against the Cincy D this week and got 20 points. You know, it's that type of stuff that scares me. It's the stuff I can't anticipate what he's going to do.
Bro, that's called fantasy. That's called doing your homework. The man is a genius.
So why haven't you done it, JV?
I gave up after I lost 4 in a row, 5 in a row. I told you next year, homie, next year is my year, and I'm going De Niro in Casino on this. I'm looking into everybody's life.
Is that Sam Rothstein?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ace, as they call him.
Ace Rothstein.
And Joe Pesci is. I forget his name.
Actually, I think Joe Pesci was Sam Rothstein.
No, because he was an Italian guy. Because Pesci was one of the Italian forces.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. So it was, yeah.
Because De Niro's character, I believe, was like part Jewish or Jewish, but he was like working for the mob. Pesci's talking on the couch to the banker. He's like, if you don't get my money, I'm going to beat your head in with a baseball bat. That's a bad Pesci.
Sam Ace Rothstein De Niro, a Jewish American gambling expert handicapper.
But he's a real person.
Yeah. That was a real one.
Yeah. They tried to blow him up. But the way Cadillac made their cars, there was a metal plate.
You couldn't get in the trunk. Yeah, there was a firewall.
Yeah, there was a metal. Yeah, that blocked.
Did you hear about the time they threw guys in the back of a Lincoln and he burned because there was no firewall?
What?
They don't make them like the Cadillac. That's why it's not a Cadillac.
All right. So AJ's Neato Stats of the Night playoff edition. I'm all about history of this league, and I'm all about what happened and how it affected what happened now. I took a look at our draft and saw who really kind of, found the diamonds in the rough at some of the key positions.
Aladdin?
Yeah, I was really interested. So the first quarterback off the board was Mahomes by Linda in the second round, but Nima with Rodgers in the ninth round was the number two quarterback in our league. Amazing. Amazing that you can find value like that so deep.
That's why quarterbacks overrated.
Except for Mahomes.
Running back. Check this out. Speaking of which, Jeremy with Robinson from Jacksonville in the 15th and final round is the fourth best scoring running back in the league. Meanwhile, Kamara, Cook, and Henry all went in the first round.
And here's to you, Mr. Robinson.
Jason and Linda with Diggs in the sixth and Metcalf in the fifth. The third and fourth wideouts in our league. Meanwhile, Tyreek and Devontae go in the first. So major value like midway through.
Wait, sorry, Metcalf and who?
Metcalf in the fifth round, Diggs in the sixth round. They're the third and fourth highest scoring wide receivers in our league. One and two were Tyreek and Devontae. They both got drafted in the first round. That makes a difference when you can get those type of guys late.
I should have took them first round.
Well, you should have taken Waller in the sixth, but I jumped on him before you. And as we talked about, Jeremy got Kelsey in the second round. So
who got lucky with Lockett?
No, according to this book called Reflections, no one.
Not yet. No one's gotten lucky with Lockett.
There's still hope. There's still hope. One day.
Wait, when did Colt McCoy come?
It's Colt McCoy.
Lucky with Lockett sounds like a reality TV show now.
Ooh, yeah.
Right.
You better trademark that.
We should pitch it to Bravo. if you want the greatest viewership you've ever had, you need Lucky with Lockett.
More.
Follows Ty Lockett and his off the field shenanigans.
Better viewership than Below Deck Mediterranean.
Did you see they have the Real Housewives of India?
What?
Yes.
No, they don't.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's called Real Housewives of Bollywood.
Oh, yes.
It's amazing.
It's on
my
Bravo?
Favorite show.
It's on Bravo with the other shows?
It might be on Netflix, or it's on one of the streaming apps.
Okay.
Oh, I cut the cord. When you cut the cord, you stream.
I cut the cord too. YouTube TV's got Bravo. Yeah.
We know Caleb hasn't cut the cord. He's got wires coming out of his ears. Homie's asking for DirecTV hookups.
I know. Why not?
Like 10 years after you left the company.
What did he say? He was like, can I get a promo code? He was like, can I get a promo code so that I can get free
stuff?
I didn't even reply because if you were going to give him a promo code, I was going to ask for one also.
Wait and see. Oh, does JV have one?
It's like when you find one of those burner telephones on the ground, it might still got minutes. It might still got minutes. I had a couple of things. I mean, we could save it for next week, actually, but it was like the never again, hashtag never again. And it's the players that have burned managers.
Ooh.
That you will never draft again. And so I remember one year I was talking with Caleb, actually, and it was the year I had Dante Culpepper that year that he was throwing like bombs to Randy Moss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the next year I got him again. And I got him in the first round, like AJ, you and your archives. If you go look, I think I have top three pick, and I took Culpepper with the, you know, trying to strike lightning in a bottle. I was Christina Aguilera in this thing. I was Genie in the bottle, and I was trying to get him. And he was garbage. He was so incredibly bad that. That was the year where I started hashtag never again. And I would never, matter if he was the last, if he was the last quarterback left on earth, that fool would not, I would start a kicker over Culpepper ever again.
So, but he was playing my in
emotions.
Minnesota.
That's what he was playing with. My emotions, Smokey. He was playing with my emotions all season long.
He was playing in Minnesota, right? But still. With Randy Moss, right? But he was okay. I wasn't sure. Was that the year? I didn't know if you picked him up the year because he went to the Eagles after that. Was that right?
The Eagles. Yeah.
Don't nobody care where he went after. No. You know. And then one other weird fact was Caleb and I were at South Beach in Miami, and we were at a club. This is a true story. VL. We're at a club. And we're in line to get in. And this dude walks by us. And I go, Sean, that's Dante Culpepper. And he's like, it is. And he was huge. He didn't look like a quarterback. He was a big dude. He looked like Suge Knight.
like DeMarcus Russell. DeMarcus Russell?
DeMarcus. Yeah, he was big. And anyways, I was like, no wonder you suck at football. You're at the club on Friday with me and Caleb.
Were they in town to play the Finns?
I did the bird dance on the dance floor. I did the bird and I pointed at him like, Dante, where you at? Can you... If you have time, take a look and see, has anybody from the 12th spot, what's the highest anybody's ever finished from the 12th spot? Highest anyone ever has finished from
the 12th spot? Oh, like where in the draft?
Yeah.
Who has finished? Yeah.
Last year I drafted 11th and I won. So that's a good case for 11th.
That's probably. But
I don't know if anybody else has won from like 10 or 12. Or even not. Like, I'm curious what draft spot is the most, have the most wins come from?
Yeah, I bet you it's not top three.
Really?
I can't imagine it's top three, but I think I did this like a couple years ago. I'll do it before next week.
I could have sworn Jeremy was 12th one year and he won. I thought he was like the 12th pick and he won one year.
Like remembering that you were the only 13-2 team in the history of our league.
JV, where did you pick when you won it? Do you remember?
Were you 2015?
No, I think 2016. I think I was, AJ, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I was three.
I'm looking right now.
See, that's what I mean. I do think some of the top, If you just get somebody.
JV was seventh.
Oh, seventh. My bad.
Hingle McCringleberry selected Devontae Freeman.
Dang, that's crazy.
Well, I pick running backs, you know me, even though we were PPR. But who was the second pick? Who did I pick second? Who did I get?
In the second round?
Yeah, yeah.
You picked, where are you? Latavius Murray.
He was good, right?
In 2016, he was good.
In the Raiders, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was around the Raiders.
Yeah.
It was probably, I don't know. I don't know what happened that year. I don't know. It may have been some trades or pickups.
AJ, take a look. Like, who won the year after that? 2017, who won it? And what
2017.
Draft
pick? So, who won that year, 2017? JV did not defend his title, and the winner of the league was Moyne. Okay. Moyne that year drafted seventh and took Odell.
Seventh pick.
Seventh pick. He took Odell in the first and Jordan Howard in the second. The following year, 2018, was Papa. Papa in 2018 had the seventh pick and took Alvin Kamara in the first round and took Michael Thomas in the second. That's the year he had like the New Orleans stack.
That's some good picks right there. Kamara in the seventh.
And then you were 11th last year.
Yeah.
And you, do you remember who your first round pick was?
Mike Thomas.
And then you came around to Odell.
I traded Odell week one to eight to JV.
And then you had Godwin in the third.
Week one?
Yes.
And you had our good friend Tyler Lockett in the fourth round last year.
Wait, you traded not in week one.
Oh, wow. You went four wideouts?
Right.
Oh, that's right. That was the draft strategy. You went wideout.
It was early in the season, but you didn't trade him after week one, did you?
It was early. I do remember this.
I think it was. It had to have been like.
I remember one year I had the first pick overall, and I took Andre Johnson. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah.
I do.
Was he Green Bay?
No, he was.
And I'm sorry. Houston.
Houston Texans.
Sonic was, Jeremy was ninth pick in 2015.
And he won it?
Mm-hmm. He was 11th in 2014.
Mm. Oh, okay. So, so I was close. I knew he was up there one of the years he won it.
So has anybody won from the top three?
I was in 2013. I took Jamal Charles with the third pick in 2013.
Jamal Charles.
I remember that guy. Kansas City.
Yeah. Yeah. You took LaShawn McCoy ahead of me.
Shady. Yes.
And Nima took, AP.
Adrian Peterson. Yep. I remember that draft actually. I remember. So that draft, I took Shady McCoy. And the first week of the season, the Eagles played on Monday night. And so I had to wait all the way till Monday night to see Shady, and he had a great game. He was cutting on dimes. He was great.
Mm-hmm. I took MJD in the second round that year. You took Randall Cobb when he was with the Packers, and he was lighting it up.
Second pick?
Second pick that year in 2013.
What a terrible pick.
Yeah. I had Demaryius Thomas in the third round that year.
He wasn't even the best player. He wasn't even the best receiver on his team. I took him in the second round.
Took him in the second round. It's back when the likes of Ray Rice, Arian Foster, CJ Spiller were playing.
CJ Spiller, I remember.
Wow, man.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for joining us for another exciting episode of the Ladies and Edelman Fantasy Football Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and made all your fantasy dreams come true. So join us next week for a special holiday episode here. We get some new segments as well, too, coming up. We'll introduce. So with that, we say goodbye. And remember, we'll see you at the game.
Did you say segments we're going to induce? You really are in week 36 of your pregnancy, bro.
I said introduced, and then I didn't mean to add the D there.
You said epidural induced.
Once again, we'll see you at the game.
Peace out, everybody.
Later.
I ain't put no trees in nobody's butt, no bees in nobody's butt. But nothing. You must be out your mind, man. Do y'all get paid for doing this? Because y'all got to get some kind of money, because this don't sound like the kind of... I'd rather golf, to be perfectly honest, and put something in somebody's butt.